very professional, I think. It's the best way of looking at it. You watch the TV game and you watch it there, and even sat in the stand when we was there watching it, you didn't realise how bad the weather was. And it's not lovely and warm where I was, and out on the field it was absolutely teaming it down. But we created a lot of opportunities. We've got to be a bit more ruthless in taking them opportunities. But yeah, you'd have offered me that before, I'd have taken it.
Yeah, it's another win. It gets you right up in the mix again at the top end of the table.
Finding ways to win games, that's the key now. We're finding ways to win games, and the conditions on Friday were made for one bloke, weren't they? And Bruffy absolutely killed it, didn't he? And I think Kyle Wood had an effect on that as well, because he got his job and allowed Bruffy to do what he wants to do, and it was all good for us.
Bruffy texts the plaudits, as he generally does, but I want to ask you about a couple of other players. You mentioned Kyle Wood there. He's had a lot of off-the-field issues to deal with. How proud are you of what he's done there?
Yeah, I've known Woody and his family for a long, long time, and the things he's had to deal with, and obviously he lost his father not just before the Catalan game, and he toughed it out, did the fella, and he just turned around and said to me, I had him at my house on the Saturday before the Catalans, and he said my dad had wanted me to play, and he's gone ever since that point. We've not lost, so he's going good, and like I said, the off-field things have definitely been a distraction for him more at the on-field as well, because he's playing well.
Yeah, he's playing well. I guess when Sean Lunt left, a lot of people were wondering how he cut, but I guess he's one that's benefited from that, hasn't he?
Yeah, and Woody, you've got to remember, Woody as well, coming off back of an ACL injury, off the real bad knee, a cruciate injury, and it's a credit once again to him and to the blokes downstairs and the medical department that have got him in the S&C, we've got him to where they have, and you come back and stay back, which is a real good big credit to him and the rest of the people at the club.
One other name I wanted to mention to you, Michael Lawrence. I looked at the stats, the number of tackles, number of hit-ups. He is an unsung hero, Michael, but he seems to be in really good form at the minute.
Yeah, he was another one who's come off some wrist surgery in off-season, and he was like Woody and Gritsy, had to make a travel up to Barrow and play for Oldham, and it made them all realise, I think, that the there's some competition for places here, and Bruno's been back and he's been out and he's been back in, and obviously the injury to Chris Bailey's meant that Bruno's going to get a run of games now, and he's one of them blokes that you tend to forget about on the field. He just gets along with his job, and there's nothing flash about anything he does. He's just a very, very honest person, and I think, to be fair, we've got to try and get some other things in his game for him, but at the moment, and especially on Friday when We managed to rotate things around a little bit with the scoreboard. We got Joe Wardle off there, and like I said, we just forgot about Bruno and just left him out there. And once he's on the field, you don't worry about him. You might give him one or two tips in there, but he's a good clubman as well.
He seems to be not breaking a few tackles, but getting his head through the line a little bit more. Is that something you've been consciously telling him he needs to do more of?
It's a conscious thing that we've all been talking about. We need to offensively just find our fronts a little bit more and get between people with a little bit of late feet and a little bit of quality support, and things are helping him definitely.